Hi, and welcome to Creating a Life You Love with Adriana, where we're focused on creating a healthy lifestyle centered around God. Recently, I asked you some questions, put like a little question box on my Instagram, and I wanted to just answer those today. They have everything to do with faith, fitness, relationships. We're going to see how many we can get to today. But to start with, I wanted to answer this first question, which is, when did you start believing in God? I've talked about my faith journey on here before, but I wanted to kind of explain it more for those who haven't heard or if you forgot. So to start with, I was raised a Christian, raised in an Episcopal church. That's a branch of Christianity. And I believed in God from a very young age, but there's a very big difference in believing in God and actually following Jesus, following God, following the teachings. It says in the Bible that even the demons believe that there is a God. So, you know, Satan, he knows the Bible. He quoted scripture to Jesus in the wilderness. Like, they know the Bible. The dark side, they know the Bible. So it doesn't mean much to just say you believe in God. To believe is one thing, but to follow is another. So I believed in God, and then there hit like a breaking point in middle school where my surroundings were all very negative influences. And so I started to doubt God. I got mixed up in not such a great crowd. And because of this, I was very easily swayed by the world. So I started just participating in the things that, you know, a young teenage girl does, and straying away from God a lot, doubting my faith, doubting if a God even existed. And it wasn't until I'd say 2020 that I really started thinking about my relationship with God, and then the end of 2021, where I really started diving into reading the Bible, reading scripture, praying. And then for a while, it was just this continuous battle of one foot in the world, one foot, you know, with God. And I just was kind of split. And so it took a while to finally give up a lot of these things that I was holding on to so I could fully devote myself to God. But that's a little bit of my story. So I guess we're a few years past 2021, and I've finally consistently been reading the Bible every day, been praying every day, and truly feel closer to God than I ever have before. Yes, I still go through hard things, but I feel closer to the Lord than ever before. And yeah, so it's been a journey. But going on to the next question, which is, someone asked, I remember saying you were homeschooled. How did you motivate yourself in all that you did? So yes, I was homeschooled. I mentioned in middle school, that's kind of when I strayed away from my beliefs of God. And then from there, my mental health just went really downhill. Struggled with depression, anxiety, just not great things. And so I left school halfway through the year for my mental health, and I was homeschooled. When I was younger, I was homeschooled as well. After my freshman year, left school. And I would say what motivated me when I was homeschooled was the fact that I did not want to go back to real school. I didn't want to go back to this prison that I felt like I was, you know, stuck in. And so I wanted my parents to see me working hard. I wanted them to see me, you know, working out and eating healthy and doing my schoolwork and, you know, working my job because of the fear that I didn't want to be sent back to school. But for someone else who might not have that reason, I would say the way that I was able to stay motivated was creating like schedules for myself and really just putting fun things into my week that I could look forward to once I completed like my schoolwork. So I would, you know, say one day I had a lot of schoolwork to do, but then I could hang out with a friend like later in the day. So I would schedule, you know, wake up really early, get all my work done, work out, and I would, you know, get all of that done and then reward myself, you know, with spending time with a friend. So I kind of used that process for myself, almost like a child. Like, if you do this, you can get ice cream. It was like, but it did really work because I had things to look forward to. And so I was able to do the hard things. And yeah. And then another question that kind of relates to that. I don't know if you're in school. Let's say you are. How would you balance school and fitness? So when I was going to school in person, I was in a bad mental state. So I did not work out. I did not read my Bible. Like, so we won't talk about that. But when I was homeschooled, how I balanced school and fitness, I always worked out in the mornings. And I think when people hear like, oh, you were homeschooled, they think like you didn't learn. But I did this online program that was where I was literally taking classes every day. I was just able to, you know, work more efficiently and it just worked better for me. But I would always work out in the mornings because I feel like then you just get it done. It's out of the way. You don't have to worry about it. You wake up early, you go to bed early, you know, so you can wake up early. So that's really how I balance school and fitness. So for the past few years, I've been working at a place called the Natural Medicine Clinic. So I'm a patient care coordinator there, basically help patients stay on track with their nutrition plans, their supplements. We focus on getting to the root cause of different health issues through lab testing. And then from there are able to help patients heal their bodies naturally through functional medicine, nutrition, supplements. So that's what I do right now. And I will say when I was in school, it was really, really great to have a job that could teach me like this life experience and then growing in that to see where I am now. Even though I'm not in school anymore, you know, I can put more effort into my job. It just really is rewarding to see how like when you start younger in a job, you're able to like get these real life skills. So yeah, but that's what I do now. And it's really funny because I never really thought that I would be where I am right now. Another question I received was, how do you follow God's plan even when it's not what you want? So I think when it comes to this, first off, you want to make sure that you are hearing God correctly. If you clearly hear him say, you know, I want you to do this, and you're like, oh, I don't want to do that. I do not want to do that. But you know the Lord is telling you to do that. I think it really comes from the belief that he is sovereign. So if you believe that the Lord is sovereign in your life, why would you want to not do his will? You see what I mean? Like, if I believe that the Lord has this authority, yet what he's telling me to do, I don't think it's the best idea. Do I really trust him? Like, do I really think that he is in control? Sometimes it can be really daunting, whatever the thing he wants you to do. For instance, God has asked me before to go up to total strangers that I don't know and talk to them about God. That's something I don't want to do. I may look like I like talking and I'm like super social on camera, but I am not someone who will like naturally go up to people in public. Like, I'm very reserved if you see me in public, like just very reserved. And so going up to strangers, not something that I would prefer, but I know that it is not I know that it is my job on earth to do what the Lord is telling me. Like, I was not put on this earth just to stay in my comfort zone, just to, you know, stay back and make decisions on a selfish motive. And so when the Lord is telling me to do something I don't want to do, why would I not listen? You see what I mean? Like, why would I not listen? Because the Lord knows way more than me. He knows way more than me. It's kind of like, you know, when you're a little kid and your parents tell you to not to do something, not to, you know, touch the stove because it's hot, you as a kid don't understand maybe the things that can come, the result that can come from touching that hot stove. So you don't understand why they, you know, want you to not touch the stove or want you to stay away. And so it's like similar with God, like we're just a little kid that does not understand. Like, we cannot see in the future. We cannot see all these things. So when God asks us to do something and we know it's him telling us to do this, I'm like, well, who am I to doubt? Who am I to say, well, no, God, that's not a great idea? Because every time I've done what God is asking me, I realize, wow, you know, that, thank you, God. Thank you for helping me, like moving me in the right direction. Like, thank you. So, and I think this definitely comes from the more that I spend time with God, the more that I want to submit to his plans. Another question I got was how to fit Bible time and working out. So spending time with God should not be something that you just check off the list, that you're like, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to spend time with God for like this amount of time, and then I'm going to rush off. And so I started realizing that if I was able to work out every single day at the same time, you know, whatever it may be, but I couldn't read my Bible every day, I'm like, something's off. My priorities seem off. So as soon as I started waking up earlier to read my Bible, everything changed. Okay. So I think before, when I wasn't making time for God in the morning, I would wake up at like 5:30 and I would take a lot longer to get ready in the morning. I would just take a lot longer. I don't know what I was doing. I don't know why, but I would take a lot longer. You know, I would go on my phone and that Yeah, I would go on my phone in the mornings and I would work out. I would go to work out and my workouts would take like 2 hours. I would spend a lot of unneeded time at the gym. And so I started making that shorter. So now I wake up between 5:30, 5:45-ish, and I will read the Bible until 6:45, 7-ish, and then go to the gym. I work and then I'll leave the gym at 8:30. So I think it's just like, what is a priority in your life? If you have to wake up earlier to read the Bible and work out, or if you have to cut your workout a little bit shorter or become more efficient with the exercises that you're doing so you can spend time with God, that is completely worth it. Because yes, it's great to move your body. It's great to, you know, do that in the mornings. I love doing that in the mornings. This morning I didn't work out, but I just took a walk on the beach. Just whatever it is, I think it's a great way to even like spend time with God. When you're moving your body, when you're working out, you can still be in prayer. You can still be talking and conversing with God, but it's that uninterrupted time in the morning that is so valuable to me. And there might be some mornings where you don't want to wake up, you don't want to get up out of bed, you just want to sit in your cozy bed. Well, then bring your Bible in your bed, you know, start reading. I will fall asleep if I do that, so I have to sit on this couch right here. But like, just find something that works for you. And now, I used to say that I would always spend time with God at night, and while this was a good intention, I had good intentions, this wouldn't always happen, because I find the things that I say I'll do later, I don't actually do. So I do spend time with God in prayer at night before I go to bed, but in the mornings is really the time where I'm journaling, where I'm reading the Bible, I'm reading scripture, I'm filling my mind with God's word. So yeah, that's how I fit Bible time and working out. That was kind of a long answer, but another two questions we have, I'll probably end on these, but someone asked, did I ever struggle with eating? And then someone else asked about healthy eating habits and fasting. So I did struggle with my relationship with food. For a while, I had a negative perception of my body. I had body dysmorphia, so I thought that I was overweight, basically, and so I thought that I needed to restrict the amount of food that I was eating, and so I did not have a healthy relationship with food. The closer I got to the Lord and the closer I built my relationship with him, the more I was able to see these things from his perspective, see my body from his perspective. I still battle with, you know, certain things, but this specifically was healed when I was praying, reading the Bible daily. And also when I educated myself on food, I think a lot of fear of food came from not understanding that my body needed a certain amount of calories to function, not understanding how important protein was for your body. And so I think educating yourself on how your body needs these certain foods as fuel, that was really important for me. When it comes to healthy eating, I'll have to do a whole separate episode on this, but I think of the scripture, 1 Corinthians 10:31, whatever you eat or drink, do it all for the glory of God. So whenever I am eating something, whenever I'm consuming something, I ask, what does the Lord think about this? And another thing to remember is you could be eating healthy. You could be doing something that appears to be good, but the heart intention behind it is not good. The heart intention behind it could be to change your body because you don't like your body, because you want to look like someone else, because you're comparing yourself. So always remember, check the heart intention. I did a workout vlog recently, and I talked a little bit more about like why I eat the way I eat. So if you do want to check that out, I talked more about it there. But when it comes to fasting, I wanted to touch on this a little bit. So if you would have asked me a few months ago my thoughts on fasting, I would have said, nope, never fasting, not doing it. I love food too much. And now I'm still like studying this. I'm actually going to do a like Bible study on fasting and like really learn more about it. But I have fasted. The longest fast I did was like 36 hours, and it was water only fast. And when it comes to fasting, especially if you have like a background of disordered eating or struggles with that, it's really important to make sure the heart posture that you're coming from. I was worried that, you know, I never wanted to do fasting even after I've come out of that unhealthy relationship with food, because I thought it would trigger me to go back into old habits. And this is very individual for everyone, but I felt the Lord saying to me that even if I have those thoughts, all I have to do is send that to Him, send those thoughts to Him, and then remind myself why I'm doing this fast. And so when I fasted 36 hours, I really, and so fasting, there's a lot of different benefits that can come from it. But what it really helps you to do is to hear God clearer. Instead of eating at your regular meal times, you're reading the Bible, you're praying, you're not so focused on food. When I fasted for 36 hours, I realized how much thoughts of food consume my mind. And I felt a lot closer to the Lord when I was without food, because I was so weak. Like, I was truly so weak. I had to control my tongue, because, you know, you can get a little hangry. And I couldn't have done any of that by my own strength. It was the Lord who seriously said, like, I'm going to help you through this. And so I just felt this pillow. We need to figure this out, because don't mind me. If you can't see on the video right now, but this video or this pillow has been annoying me. So anyway, we need to figure that out next episode. But, and so when it comes to fasting, a lot of people fast because maybe they're fasting to hear a specific answer from the Lord about something. Maybe you're fasting because you're wondering if you're supposed to get into this relationship, or, you know, you want to know if you should take this job opportunity, and you want to really surrender that decision to the Lord, and you want to just put it in His hands. So you're going to fast, you're going to put it on the table, and you're going to say, Lord, please just guide me. Please lead me. Now, when you fast, you may not hear anything from the Lord about that decision. But, and that's happened to me, where I am fasting for a specific, you know, answer, and I don't really hear it. But I hear God telling me other things that I didn't know I needed. And so that's something that has been interesting for me. I will probably do another episode on that once I understand more about it, because I can't really speak so much on it if I have only done it twice. But I will say, if you are interested in fasting, like, do research on it, biblical research, look at different passages in the Bible, why they fast, what they do. Fasting shouldn't be something that you're doing out of your own self-interest. It shouldn't be out of something that you're doing because you want your body to look a certain way. It should be something that you're doing for the Lord, and basically for His strength to work through your weakness, because it is hard if you are used to eating food every day and then don't eat food for 36 hours. Like, it's not easy, but that first bite of food after is so rewarding, and you're like, wow, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this amazing food. And yeah, it's wonderful. But anyway, now there are a lot of questions about how to keep God first, how to put Him first in working out, and all these different things. And I wanted to leave you on this one note. If you want to get closer to the Lord, if you want to feel His love, feel His presence, if you want to truly, with all your heart, you want to get close to Him, you must read His word. You must read His word, because that is basically His love letter to His people. Like, the Bible, some of the stuff might not make sense to you yet, and that's okay. But just trust me when I say reading the word every day, and maybe not even every day when you first start off, but just reading the word can seriously just change your life. And so if you're wondering, how do I keep the Lord first in my life? Are you reading the Bible every day? And not just are you reading the Bible every day, but are you praying? Are you praying to God? And where is your heart when you're doing these things? Is your heart behind a place of, I just need to do these things, I need to check it off my list? Or is it in a place of, I truly want to know the Lord. I want to understand who he is. I want to know who he is. I want to learn about him. See where your heart is coming from and get to know Jesus through prayer, through reading the Bible. Start in the New Testament. I always say this, start in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the gospel. Just read through those and understand who Jesus is. Even if you are far along in your faith journey, even going back, like I still go back and read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John weekly, even though I'm going through other parts of the Bible now. Like I want to understand even more who Jesus is. And, you know, who God's Son is, who the Holy Spirit, God, and Jesus are. But anyway, with that being said, I hope these questions could, you know, answer maybe some things you were wondering. Maybe it helped bring something to light that you didn't know that you needed to know. But with that being said, let me know if you have any other questions. You can leave it below in the comments on YouTube, or you can DM me on Instagram. But besides that, I hope you have a wonderful day, a wonderful week, and I hope we can continue to create a life we love together. Bye.